Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Wednesday, the 30th of March. The sun is in Aries, ruled by Mars. The planets are saying...
There's that word again. Initiate 2.0.
Okay, well, get ready, planets.
They are assorted, and according to these assorted, you're actually better off leading the charge and dealing with the problem, dilemma, predicament that's been consuming energy for the last little bit. Last little bit being defined as early March to now. Moreover, during the next upcoming two-ish weeks, planets are recommending, which is to say, making you an offer you can't refuse, that you take the long view and working backward from the ultimate objective, organize your actions accordingly. Oh, and rather than deciding you are right and whoever you are dealing with is wrong, and going to great lengths, perhaps even taking ads, hiring PRs, or organizing other forms of press activity to prove it, review the alternative, namely various forms of compromise and accommodation. Admittedly, it might not be nearly as much fun, but it has a really good chance of being significantly more efficient. Lastly, as this week progresses, you may begin to notice individuals and situations that you had tagged as obstreperous and difficult, respectively, could, shall we say, offer the opportunity to perhaps alter your view? Should this be the case, consider whether you are better off sticking to the existing script or tossing a few sweeteners and incentives into the mix.
Oh, okay. Signs particularly affected by these assortments:
Aries, Cancer, Pisces.
And if one's birthday, 30th of March.
Listen to your inner voice and be true to it this year. Yep, even if intellectually you believe it would be easier to maintain personal or professional structures that have been in place since before the flood. If it is gently or stridently suggesting the time has come to shake things up, then by golly, that's precisely what you should do. Immediately would be fine.
Oh, have fun with that. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.